Blog Talk Radio.
California, as you well as the G. How you doing out there, T-Ro? Oh man, I can't hear you, Ro. I don't know if they got you, if you know what I'm saying, they let you out your cell or what, man. What's the deal, baby? You with me?
Oh man, you know I'm with you, man. You know I'm over here running the switchboard, man, having a good time over here, having my fingers busy. You dig?
Wow. Man, we got a hell of a show tonight. It's Marvelous Monday. It's Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals with the Indiana Pacers and the Miami Heat. The streets have been talking. I've been getting a couple of views. And you know me being from Cleveland, I've been getting a lot of people, you know, they drinking Haterade. But anyway, you know, we got a couple issues going on about that series with Dwayne Wade and his comments. There's, you know, Bosh and, you know, the Birdman's back. Donovan McNabb had some comments. Floyd Money Mayweather, he put $5.6 million on the Heat to win tonight. So we're going to get some take on that. So it's a lot going down. DeSean Jackson, fine Drew Rosenhaus, and predicted to sign with the Jay-Z agency. And, you know, big shout out to Grant Hill and Jason Kidd on the co-rookie of the year. But let's get to this game 7, T-Ro. It's quarter number 1 has been played. As the score right now is 21-19, am I correct? Or is it 21-21?
No, you had it right the first time. Indiana is up by 2 of the score, 21-19, down there in South Beach, where I think they just about to handle up on Miami. And did you just not say that Floyd put up 5 points, what, on the Miami Heat to win tonight? I think you're going to come in on the short stick on that one. I don't know why he didn't done it, but, oh, man, I don't know what's going on with that one.
What do you think the Heat need to do to win tonight, bro? That's I'm going to present that question as we keep going. I'm going to throw some things out there, callers, If you have some comments and things like that, press 1. You can get into the asylum, get out on the yard and holler at us, 347-855-8896. But, Ro, what do the Heat need to do to combat and beat the Indiana Pacers tonight?
Now, this is in my opinion. If Miami is looking to win this game 7 and move on to their third NBA final in the last 3 years, they're going to need help from the supporting cast. It's not LeBron. It's not Coach Eric Spoelstra. It is the supporting cast of the Miami Heat who's getting paid all this money to help LeBron out. Now, LeBron's not in Cleveland anymore, and we all know this. But it sure looks like those guys are the supporting cast from Cleveland. You know, every year LeBron has to somehow, some way, put the whole team on his back. And then here we go, you know, talking about, you know, are we impressed with what he did last game, or what does he have to do in game 7? It's not LeBron. I want everybody to chill on LeBron. It's the support cast. We need D-Wade. We need Chris Bosh. Those two, number one, to have at least anywhere between 15 or better as far as scoring, as points. Now, the other supporting cast, Mike Miller, Ray Allen, you know, Haslam, they all have to be ready tonight. They have to match the ego and the intensity that Indiana brings. If they don't, it's a failed show. And I can guarantee this. If the Miami Heat were to go out and lose tonight's game, they'll throw it in LeBron's face like it's LeBron's fault. It's not LeBron's fault. This guy keeps coming every night hard, and harder. But he can't get help from the supporting cast. So, L Boogie, in my opinion, if Miami Heat is going to pull it out tonight in this game 7 to face San Antonio in the NBA Finals, it's all about the supporting cast, starting with the big two, D-Wade and Chris Bosh. Now, as far as my, you know, the Mayweather team, the money team, now I know it says it all, the money team, but why would you, I mean, if you got it, I guess you could. You know what I mean? But 5.6, did you say 5.6, L Boogie?
$5.6 million on the Heat to win tonight. The streets is talking.
I just wish I could have put like $20 in that with my dude. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice little chunk of change.
On the commissary.
Hey, heavy. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying. Miami has to match the intensity, but D-Wade and Chris Bosh definitely has to step up and score more than what they've been scoring, man. It's all because of the other two are the reason why we even talking about this.
You know, I fought Coach Spo also for this. He's waited to game 5, 6, and 7 to go to Mike Miller. When Ray Allen wasn't clicking and going well, why do you have Mike Miller on his bench? Why do you have a Rashard Lewis on the bench? Those guys are kind of tall and they're kind of, you know, big. I'm not going to say athletic now at the point in their career. You can use those guys. Maybe they might catch fire. I just don't think that Spo has faith, as he would say. We need everybody, as you hear him wired up. But he's not using everybody. And he said all hands on deck. Well, use all hands on deck, Coach Spo. You're not. I think that's what you need to do. Change it up. In-game adjustments. Like I said before, he's not a good in-game adjustment coach like others. Bosh is averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. I'm not too concerned about the points, but your effort. Chrissy, baby, where are you, man? You're in protective custody. You can't come out. What's going on? And are you surprised by the comments D-Wade said after the game about they need more touches? And if you've been watching game 7 first quarter, they made too much to me of an emphasis of getting D-Wade and Chris Bosh the ball instead of still running through the King.
No, I'm not surprised by that. Not because of, you know, how D-Wade was approached by the question from the actual person who asked him about that. But what I am surprised about is your boy Roy Hibbert. Woo! Did your boy Roy Hibbert let the media have it after they won the game? Oh, man. Man.
$75,000, bro. And, you know, he made some derogatory comments about, you know, homosexuals, and I think that was for the streets is talking, because he said,
right,
you know, that was for the show. You know, he sit there and he said that, you know, I get stretched out, you know, no homo. And, you know, it was kind of like, but my thing is, to the callers, I'm going to ask this also, should he have been fined for that? Because we're applauding guys for saying that they are homo. So for him to say that no, I'm not a homosexual, but you're applauding guys who publicly are saying that they are homosexual. So why should he be fined $75,000 for that? I can see the MF word.
Right.
I can see that. But yeah. I think they're going a little bit too far being sensitive with the gay community. And I am very sensitive. I think we all have, you know, some little, you know, homosexuality in our families one way or the other. So, I mean, it's out there, it's prevalent, but I don't think I think they're just being too sensitive with this thing.
Yeah, man, back to the point about Chris Bosh, you know, and his effort, man, you know, averaging 11 points, I'm not surprised by that, but what I am surprised by is that when you're a big guy playing in the paint, I just don't understand how you can average only 3 or 4 rebounds when you live up under the basket. Chris Bosh, Amari Stoudemire, you know, and a couple of other big guys in the league, they don't get rebounds, and it's amazing, but they want the ball. Why would you want the ball if you can't rebound the ball to do what you're supposed, what you get paid to do? And I just think that Chris Bosh has been playing so soft in this series. I really think that Roy Hibbert took his heart. And now here's game 7, and now he has to put it all on the line. But what's going to happen if the shoe is on the other foot and they lose? You know what I mean? They can't call out LeBron anymore, man. They have to stop that. It is D-Wade, and it's also Chris Bosh, the other two heads to the animal, to the beast, that get paid $80, $90 million a year, and you ain't even, you know, in the last 3 games, Chris Bosh has had 5, 7, and 7. Those are points. Come on, man.
Will Birdman have an impact tonight?
Yeah, only so that none of the Indiana Pacers can pump anybody on the Heat team. That's the only reason. He's the only muscle that they have on the team. Everybody else just going to sit there and fold their arms and cross their legs. They ain't coming out there to meet up with the intensity that Birdman comes with. So, they, in a sense, yes, he might not score 7, 8 points. But you can best believe if somebody try to get in LeBron or D-Wade face, guess who's going to be the first guy to step up? And that's what you need on your team. So, in that sense, yes.
If you ain't heard, man, I have you tattooed up like you the Birdman. The Birdman's impact on the game tonight will be very important for the Heat. They need that because, as you said, Chris Bosh has been extinct. I think he has been exposed, and he's getting paid. I have to correct you. All three are getting paid over $100 million. And this is going to really hurt, and I can imagine, is he going to fall out and faint again? Is he going to have a speckle attack again and fall out of the teammate? And this is just the Eastern Conference Finals. So I could imagine.
Right.
Is the woo-wee. So it's going to be very crucial, very much so. So as of right now, the second quarter is going on. And Ro, who's winning as we speak? Can you give the world a score if they're not, you know, if they're driving? We got to give them updates. Game seven.
Yeah, man. Game seven, second quarter. Miami's up 33-27. Second quarter with about 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Miami is making their little run, getting their defense together. But, you know, we'll see what happens. They've been in this position before where they've been up and looked like they had all the momentum going their way and just all of a sudden let Indiana get back into the game and take it to overtime for Indiana to steal game two. So we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of game left. The only real quarter that matters is the fourth quarter. So we'll see what the score is when we get there. And hopefully we'll be able to update the world, you know, with a updated score as far as, you know, a final or what's going on in the fourth quarter before the show ends. So as of right now, Miami's up, but, you know, it's a lot of time left.
Let's do it. Commercial, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some coaches that are, you know, went to the playoffs and might want to leave the team. And we're going to get to some callers and ask their opinion about Game 7. It's your boy, L Boogie, T. Rose, Juel the G, the streets is talking. Let's go. Subway station, but she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there. Guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap? He said,
I need bullets. Hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went to glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out the box. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out the box. Knock him out, Rick. It's just ironic how when we on the air, everything is hot in the world. That's how it's supposed to be. On the streets, it's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Oh, Ro, I appreciate you playing that for us, a children's story about our man Slick Rick. You know what I mean?
Slick Rick!
We always in the asylum. You know, we out on the yard, and it's 9 p.m. We only come out on 9 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. You know, that's the only time the CEOs let us get out in the yard. So, you know, so just a little recap before we went to the commercial. You know, we just posed the question, what does the Heat need to do tonight to win? You know, are you surprised about D-Wade's comments about people need more touches? And also, how surprised are you of Bosch's disappearance in this series? And will you think the, you know, Big Roy being fined $75,000, will that affect his play tonight? So call us, you know, calling in. You know, we pose those questions to you, give us your comments and how you feel about the show. So, Ro, who you got any coming into the asylum?
Oh, before we go to that, man, I want to put in my input about what D-Wade said about getting more touches. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I'm really not surprised that he's asking or saying that about getting the ball. you know, even though D. Wade is hurt, he still is a major factor for the Miami Heat. And when you get a lot of reporters to start bum-rushing you or bogarting you with these different kind of questions, because, you know, you have one good question that's real easy to answer, and then you get a bonehead sitting in the back left corner that asks you some old crazy. You just, there's just something off the wall that you just like, you know, come on, man. Why you? But at the same time, you know, they throw that little bait out there, and like us, we some sharks. We gonna bite. You know what I mean? Without thinking, you know, I think it was one of those comments where, yeah, he was right, but I don't really think that he was just thinking of, I'm not going to say he wasn't thinking about what he was saying, but it was just one of those questions to where, you know, he could have went either way with it. You know what I mean? And it just so happens to be that it was caught that, you know, he needs the ball, this and that, and him and Chris Bosh. Yeah, man, you just got to show up. Why we have a game 7 is beyond me. The Miami Heat should have been had this over with, but because the Miami can't match Indiana's intensity right now, we're in this situation talking about this game. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping Miami can pull it out just for the simple fact of the money team will be able to, you know, cash in and double up what they put down. But at the same time, man, you know, Indiana will be hogging them boys down there. So let's get to the asylum, L Boogie. That's all I wanted to say. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the asylum, man. I think we got a first-time caller holding on the line, man. Let's bring in the first-time caller and see what's going on.
Hey, okay,
caller.
Hey,
caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Man, thanks for having me, T-Row and L Meeksy. This is your boy, Strictly B, live here in Goodyear, Arizona, man.
Strictly B, what's going down, baby? How you feel this evening?
I'm good, T. Rowan Elbert. I'm just checking in, man. I was listening to the comments that you posted early, T. Row, about whether or not Brother Bosh is worth his weight, man. He's not pulling his salt, man. I mean, you like you say, if you hanging down in the paint all day, you should be able to grab something. Your brush should be stroking on something. You know, the backboard should stay clean at least. And from my you know, when I'm looking at the game, man, this brother, you know, he need to go ahead and start eating a little bit, man. Maybe he can take up more space while he down there, get up off them little 2 feet and grab a little rebound or something. But, you know, nevertheless, man, I'm calling to chime in, man. It's first time calling, man. Excited to be part of what's talking in the streets with you and L Boogie. And, man, listen, man. I'm an underdog, dude. I like the underdog. I know we top rated. We going with LB and the rest of the train that's trying to move around in Miami. But don't forget about them Pacers, baby. Don't forget about
right.
them boys here for a reason, not a season. You understand what I'm saying? And as far as the comment made by my brother, man, the brother, you know, the big dude 55 on the other live side of the game about the, you know, homo. Man, we got to get to a position, man. We got to look what's looking as generations up underneath, man. Our youngsters is looking at the game, man. In our day coming up fundamentally, man, we looked at our ball players as role models, man. The stuff that's coming out these guys' mouth, man, belong on the curb on Wednesday when the garbage man come, man. We got to set the tone, man, when we get a level of respect and integrity get back in place, man. We just can't be saying he's off the wall comments, man. And I mean, we got the world watching, man. And not only that, man, I think that's more on a personal level, man. Keep it to yourself, man, for real. But
right.
again, man, thanks
right.
for having
Absolutely.
Me, you guys, man. My input is, hey, I'm open for all, man. I like the Pacers, man. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm not a hater. I don't drink hater. Hey, matter of fact, I'm from Cleveland. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And,
okay.
It just don't stop. Me and L Boogie been in this for a minute, man, so we know sports. And right now what
right.
I'm seeing on the other end, man, is I'm liking the Pacers. If they don't let these brothers intimidate them, man, and come out and play these all 4 quarters strong, ain't got nothing to lose, man, unless they want an early vacation. They got plenty of money, so they can go anywhere. I think I'd rather finish the year off on top, man, leave it all on the court. That's
man,
all I got for
question,
you guys.
And the question of the night, Strictly B, is the Congress and federal, you know, government up in Washington, D.C., they're, you know, trying to get petitions and try hard to get Daniel Snyder to change the name of the Redskins. Do you agree of changing the name of the Redskins, or you think they should, you know, Daniel Snyder, you know, he should keep his stand and say, hey, we're going to keep the Redskins?
You know what? This is an ongoing battle, man, and it spans from the scopes of the culture of Indians as a whole. They're being depicted as a sports team, you know. It seemed like they're not bothering the Red Hawks? That picture's being depicted as an Indian. Even the Cleveland Indians. You get what I'm saying? What I'm saying,
right,
man, basically, leave well enough alone. These franchise teams been in position with these models and these logos for the longest. Why contest this now? You know what I'm saying? It's all about money and politics, man. Somebody's at the helm, at the front of the ship, man, trying to gain some notoriety, some publicity, man, only to draw some revenue somewhere, man. So, again, man, the society we live in now, man, so stricken and so cursed, man, it's crazy what we fight, man. We'd rather see homeless people starve, but we'd rather take somebody to court over a cartoon or a logo on a helmet. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense, man. It just don't make sense. I mean, kicking it real with you, bro. I'm just giving you my opinion. Whether it count or not, I just want to vote, you know?
Man, hey, it counts, no baby. You done went worldwide with it now, so everybody's
the talk on the streets is talking, baby. No question.
The streets is talking, baby. That's how we do it, Strictly being around here. They ain't called the streets to talk for nothing.
Right.
So,
but on that note, yes, sir, anytime. I love to be part of this here, man. Anytime the streets is talking, I'm listening. It's just like E.F. Hutt.
No
when
doubt.
People talk.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
No question.
And
I got to
piggyback, and I'm going to let me go. I got to piggyback off the theme song, Knock Him Out the Box. See, I think that's what they're going to do to box tonight, knock him right out the box. And I see 55 being live, and Brian gonna be at home. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather wanna give away some money. Well, you know what? My hands is always open, and my bank account can use another zero. You know? So anytime,
right.
You know. Thanks for
anytime.
Having me, fellas. Yes, sir.
Strictly B, anytime, man. We thank you for calling in, showing you love, man. L Boogie,
yes,
tell
sir.
Him what to do.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, and if your wife permits. To tell a girlfriend.
That's what it is. It could be. Well, I'll let you on Friday, baby.
All right.
Now
I'm tuning in.
No doubt.
Yeah, L Boogie, first time caller, man, Strictly B. I like that guy, man. That was. He said, I go for the underdog. You feel me? I like that.
No question. Man, me and Strictly B, if people don't know, you know, we used to also play baseball together, man. He was a heck of a pitcher and infield. He played it all, man. I mean, oh, man, my man, Strictly Business, man. You see, keep it Strictly Business, EPMD. So, you know, old school right there. So,
that's how it goes. That's what it is, Pimpin. Yeah, man. Well, let's go back to the asylum, man, while we can, man. You know, it's hot right now, man. One of the big brothers is not happy with us, L Boogie. And you know who that is. That big brother Almighty. We going to go to the big brother All Almighty and see what he got to say about tonight. Big brother Al, you on the line, baby?
You know it. What's going on?
Man, how you feel this evening out there in the land?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm listening to it, man. 75,000 for Roy saying what he feel, man.
I didn't agree with that one. I was surprised it even came out of his mouth because his interviews be so shortcut and clean, you know, Georgetown style, but I was shocked. I was like, oh, whoa. Homo.
75, man, for saying no homo. What's the problem? What happened to freedom of speech in America, man? You know what I mean? It only goes so far. Barkley can say anything on TNT, but he can't say nothing in the NBA. TNT is connected to the NBA, right? Come on,
and I
man.
Have something to say about that, too, Al. In 2010, LeBron James was doing an interview. The guy had the mic up to his mouth. He said, man, the mic is like in my mouth. No homo.
See?
And he did not get fined for that. That was in 2010.
It ain't ethical, man. That ain't right. And let's go to this Redskin thing. Come on, man. Y'all got bigger things to fight for. The Indians came come off the reservation. So what y'all protesting for? Man, right. They all project. They can't even come off of it. You think they
get paid to live on the reservation as well?
Huh?
They get paid to live on the reservation as well.
Man, we live on a reservation. We got projects. We ain't complaining if they put a project on a helmet, is we?
Right.
Did we complain?
Huh? We'll be happy.
Yeah, they put 93rd on a helmet. What were we going to say? 93rd. They put more black on a helmet. What were we going to say? Come on, man. These guys are killing me. This Chris Bosh last year in Miami, I see it already, man.
You think he's going to be traded? Yeah. Who's going to pick up that money, though? Who wants
Nobody.
His box?
He don't take a bow, man. I'm trying to tell you. This, if they don't get through another, this their last run is a big three, man. For real. Dwayne, Wade is disinterested, man. There ain't nothing about no shots or nothing. He's disinterested. He got rid of, he should have kept his ugly wife, man. That's when he was playing his best with his ugly wife. He got Gabrielle. He's thinking about getting home to Gabrielle, man. He ain't thinking about hooping. He's not the flash. He's the blast now. Can't you tell with the clothes and everything, man? Come on, man. Think about it, man.
What do you think about Grant Hill and Jason Kidd retiring in the same year and they were co-rookie of the year? Both Hall of Famer?
First ballot. Jay Kidd, first ballot. Grant Hill, hot first 6 years. Then the Felog wore his ankles out, man. Remember, the Felog wore his ankles out. They looking good, but they wore his ankles out, man. So I don't know. Grant Hill on the he on the bubbles. That's the way I look at it. He on the bubble, man. You remember when he went to Orlando? He only played like a year and a half with them Felogs on the. It just went, took his ankles to the bone. So, you know, don't wear Felos. That's all I can say.
Especially not to play ball in.
I swear. I don't do it. Only person still wearing them is Stackhouse. Man, that's out of Texas, man. What Tim Duncan don't do, Tino?
You know he ain't from my hood. He can be from Texas, but he ain't from Dallas.
Why? He looking kind of sweet. I don't even look kind of sweet, though.
Hey, man, nah, he from the hood, man. He from the south side, man. I just don't know why, what's going on with him. You know what I mean? It's just bad business right now.
You hear me?
I hope so, because she letting all them South Beach boys run through. He need one.
Yeah, I already get the divorce, man.
Yeah,
I already get the divorce. He got caught with the trainer.
Yeah, you told me, brother Almighty.
Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell y'all. All right. Game 7, oh. T-Roy. It was going 7. And Floyd is going to fake an injury. Like I said, I've been hearing L. Meek talk about it. You feel it, don't you, L. Meek?
I'm with you. I hear you.
I heard you yesterday. I see him. Yo, Meek's feel me on that. Yo, Meek's been in the clouds with me. He's been in my bottle. I don't go in the clouds, but I do go in the bottle. He's been in my genie bottle.
No question. And listen to this, big brother Almighty. We appreciate you calling in, and we want to get your take on Friday after this game 7, and we'll let you know, you know what I mean, after that game 1 with San Antonio, whoever they playing.
Oh, I'm going to be here. You got me. You know that. It's a fact.
No doubt. There you got it. Big Brother Almighty coming in. Man, let's go to commercial. When we get back, we're going to talk about McNabb comments about RG3. We're going to talk about Deshaun Jackson. Man, we're going to talk about old Mookie Blaylock. Poor Mookie. Man, it's your boy, L Boogie, T Rose, Joel the G, the streets is talking. Oh, man, we hot. Just like outside in Phoenix, Arizona, baby. Give me some smooth, bro. Let's go.
Your love is like perfect, like perfect. My protection. My protection. My resurrect. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach house. Go. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, come on, Sean. Let's rock, Al Scott, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh,
B.I.G. Clown with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her bite a 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace Rose, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red.
Right.
You can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby.
Yeah.
Jump in the whip. Dippin' from the haters.
Hey,
damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scooped me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Tonight with the old wig. Ain't heard a remix in a while, man. You know what, Puffy? You heard Puffy. He ain't done a remix in a minute. He ain't said that in a long time, man. It's hot tonight. Game 7. You already know the heat up. Big.
It's the remix.
And you know, to me, David Stern wouldn't have it no other way, man. Dramatics. Game 7. But, you know, Bronny never going to prevail. I hate to tell the world this, but the streets is talking, as usual. You know, we had, you know, OTAs this week and last week a little bit. And, you know, during the OTAs, there's been a lot of media down in Washington, D.C., as we stay on with that, you know, issue. Donovan McNabb has said a lot of comments about RG3, about his ACL, about his being too much media, has been a sideshow, about his recovery, and, you know, just the team in period. He's also stated that he's tried to reach out to RG3, him and his dad, to try to talk to RG3 and his dad. RG3 has not responded or got back with McNabb to, you know, get some mentorship. Now, I pose the question to you and the world. Is RG3 disrespecting Donovan McNabb by not responding back or trying to get some of that toolage? Is RG3 at fault because he's getting so much media attention at OTAs? Is he going to be back for week one? Is he going to be okay? How's he running? He's running 2 miles. So I pose the question to you first, Ro. Is it too much going on down there in Landover, you know, Virginia, at the OTAs?
It is absolutely too much going on, L Boogie. Why would they put up so much hype to have these extra OTAs, off-season training activities, just to have these guys falling like flock, man? They already done hurt my dude Michael Crabtree for San Fran. You mean to tell me I can't watch Crabtree and San Fran make a run again? I'm not saying that San Fran's not going to make a run. I'm just saying I would like them to make a run with my guy on the team. You know what I mean? It's just too much, man. They ask for all this, and then you get these guys who are really not coming to the OTAs. They holding out. And for what? It's only some BS, man. We don't need all this off-season stuff. If you want to work out in the off-season, you make enough money to buy a plane ticket or get in your own jet and fuel it up and fly to wherever the rest of the dudes are meeting up at, or gas up the truck. Get a bus ticket. I don't care what you do. Just meet up. You don't need all these OTAs to show me that, you know, you're going to be doing what you're doing. Only thing I'm seeing is guys getting hurt. That's all I'm seeing, and guys calling other guys out. Come on, RG3. I know you the man. I know you feeling good, but don't turn. Please don't turn into my dude, Geno Smith. Please don't do it. Hell, Boogie, I'm begging.
One thing for sure, you know, the streets is talking. I have, you know, a great buddy of mine. I thought I was going to have him on the show tonight, but, you know, they're a little busy down there. He's telling me, he said, it's the OTAs with the media is, you know, he's been in the league a long time, and he's told me that it's a circus. It's never been like this before, just over, you know, one guy in an injury. And I agree with you with the OTAs. I think that should be for rookie guys or first-year guys who just come into that system, because just like you said, the sniper got him. Michael Crabtree, Arian Foster. Guys are going down. The sniper is out. He's getting these guys good. Strain calves, ACLs.
I'm telling you, he's sitting in that pecan tree, sitting right across the street, right by the goalpost, snapping at him. Just, I got you. Don't run this way. I got you.
It's ugly. Early.
Early. Is that freeway? Early.
That's freeway. Early.
Yeah,
so,
you know what it is.
Is Donovan McNabb a little bit, I'm going to say, resentful because it didn't work out in Washington? He didn't have a good relationship with Mike and Kyle Shanahan, and RG3 is. You know, is it a little, you know, resentment there for him to be speaking out like this? Why is he talking now? He didn't talk in Philly when it was needed. Now he wants to open his mouth up after he's a civilian. Do it when you're in the fire. Maybe you have a little bit more respect, Donovan.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a love-hate relationship with Donovan McNabb and the Washington Redskins. Like you say, you know, there was one of the rivals in the division, you know what I mean? So for him to go over there and not produce like he thought he was going to do, and now to see the success of a young RG3 and, you know, Coach Mike Shanahan running the show, doing what he does best, you know, I think there may be a little love-hate there, you know, but you never know. You know, it could go a little bit deeper than that. Donovan, you know, may got a little, you know, a little Playboy mansion down there or something, you know. They always keep one every now and again somewhere. I didn't even see Donovan McNabb out here working out and, you know, staying in a little player mansion out there on the east side. You know what I mean? But, you know, these guys, you can see these guys anywhere. And so for him to make that comment, you know, I really don't know where it stemmed from, but it could be that love-hate relationship between he and also the Washington Redskins. Because like you said, L Boogie, yeah, he wasn't talking that trash in Philly. Yeah, well, I think he knows better because Philly boys, well, Washington ain't too far off. You know, the Philly boys will choke you up. But them Washington boys will do you something bad too. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know, man. I just don't think it was necessary. Whether Donovan McNabb is trying to pull shots at the Washington Redskins or at RG3, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, that's a tough one. But like you said, he didn't do that talking in Philly.
Yeah, that's my point. Is my thing is you're up. You're a commentator now. You should be happy you have a job with the NFL Network at times. You should be happy you're getting paid just a little bit. You were a company guy. You were a soldier. You wasn't even a general. You didn't speak out for anyone. Guys respected you because you was the QB. You were solid. But you don't need to be running your mouth now. What do I need to talk to you for, Donovan? For what? I don't need to talk to you. I'm RG3, Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm changing the game. I was the number 2 pick in the draft. And I'm kind of hot right now.
Kind of hot.
Me and my dad, we go to the beat of our own drum. We don't have to listen.
Yeah, not for long, baby.
Well, what's up? I just got another, you know, we're going to stay a little bit in Philly. You know, I'm hearing some, you know, so I got a tweet, and, you know, I talked to a couple people the other day, and they were telling me that Deshaun Jackson from the Philadelphia Eagles has fired Drew Rosenhaus, one of the popular agents in the NFL circuit, and it's projected to sign with the new regime, the Jay-Z agency.
What? No, hold on. Say that again. Hold on. Back up. What? Say that again.
Deshaun Jackson has fired Drew Rosenhaus.
Oh,
as his
stop
agent.
Right there. Stop right there. He fired the richest agent of all agents in the history of agents making money. He fired him to go to who?
The Rock.
The who? I mean, hold on.
Rock Nation.
Now I think that's like the second or third player who I've heard is going to join up with Jay-Z and his agent teams, man. What's going on with Jay-Z and his... Hold on, man. The lines are blowing up. We got to go to the asylum real quick. We got to go to the asylum with this one because I don't know what... Oh, man, hold on, man. Let's get the big brother up in there, man. Big brother Del Mar, you on the line?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, we chilling like a lizard, man. He just blew the top off my wig, man, so I don't know how to respond. Did you just hear what L Boogie just reported?
Say that again.
Did you just hear what L Boogie just said over the air about Deshaun Jackson firing Drew Rosenhaus to go with The Rock? for a sports agent?
Hey, you know he a young cat, man. He don't really know the game yet. You know what I'm saying? He don't know the game. He young, so you know he rolling with Jay.
How you gonna fire the richest agent of all agents in agent history?
I agree with you. He young. He don't know no better. He'll realize when he don't get no money. Like, dang, I should have stayed with my man.
He didn't see on YouTube the interview Benny Singer was hollering, did he?
what Benny Singer say, L Boogie?
Benny Siegel say, man, Jay-Z will talk you to, right out of the money. You think you got money, you look up, there's no zeros adding up just on his name, not yours.
Hey, look at The Rock. They all broke up. Only one person eating. That's Jay. Where Dame Dash at? He's gone. He's vanished.
Man. So let me ask you this, D-Mac. What do you think about the first half tonight? What Indiana needs to do to get back in this game and maybe prevail? Because I know you want them guys to win. What do they need to do, Coach?
They need to quit. Give it up. Throw the towel in.
Shut up. Hey,
I agree.
Man, they need to just play hard, man. You know what I'm saying? It's still the second half. They got to come out there. They got to play. I mean, the game ain't over with. You know what I'm saying? You still got two more quarters left, so I ain't gave up yet, you know. It's a good game, but they just got to play better, you know what I'm saying? Right now, Miami doing everything they got to do. Bosch is putting up shots. He's not hitting all his shots, but he's playing hard. D-Wade came out doing his thing. And, I mean, you know, George and these guys, man, and Wes and them, man, they're going to have to play the whole second half. You can't put them guys on the bench, man, if they want to win. They're going to have to dig down and, you know, play hard. But, you know, LeBron ain't really showed out yet. He's just playing with the flow of the game. I'm scared. They might come out this third quarter in Miami and end it. So, you know, we'll see.
Because we know that they are a big third quarter team. When they get that third quarter going, it could be curtains. Let me ask you this question. How do you feel about the NFL OTAs? Do you think it's prohibited? You think it should be, or you think it should be prohibited?
No, they got to have OTAs, you know, especially for your rookies coming in. Some of the veterans in them, they can fall back a little bit, but your rookies in them, they need that.
They need that. Let me ask you this. Grant Hill, Jason Kidd, retiring in the last couple of days, both co-rookie of the year, the same year, 1995. Are they both first ballot Hall of Famers?
Jay Kidd is. I don't know about Grant Hill because, you know, he had a lot of injuries over the years. I think if his foot wasn't messed up, I think he would have made a lot of noise. You know what I'm saying? But due to injuries, you know that hurt Grant Hill a lot. So I don't think Grant Hill is a Hall of Famer, you know. I really don't think he is. Jay Kidd, definitely. Definitely. He could probably play one more year. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a lot like you. He don't need to put up numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He can get in the game and do his thing, you know, and make everybody, you know, better around him. You know, but I don't know about Grant Hill, L Boogie. I don't think he gonna make it to the Hall of Fame due to injuries.
I agree. Are they going to put him in the Hall of Fame because of sympathy? Because he was a nice guy?
No, I'm not going to say that, L Boogie. And you know, you guys, the callers, the previous callers who have called in and stated about Grant Hill, my thing about Grant Hill is that in the first, when he came out of college and what he was doing for the league, he was actually – Michael Jordan was going to pass the torch to Grant Hill. He wasn't going to pass it to Kobe Bryant because, really, there wasn't too many people that liked Kobe Bryant unless you were a real Laker fan. You know what I mean? It was all about Grant Hill. It was all about Jason Kidd. those guys were putting up triple doubles and competing against, you know, night in, night out, showing the stats of what the future was going to look like when they were first coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got hurt. I mean, in Detroit, that's when the injury started, and he never bounced back from that. When he came in the league, oh, he was dunking on the Lonzo. He was doing his thing. He was balling. He was playing hard. But he went to the All-Star game 6 times. But man, them injuries killed him, man. Them injuries. He traveled. He traveled throughout the league and really didn't do nothing. And you go send him to the Hall of Fame because of that? You can't do that. Come on, now you a ball player, and now you know you in management doing your thing now in coaching. No way in the world he can go to the Hall of Fame because of that. No.
T-Bone, I have to say he might have to be in the same category as you would say as the Allen Iverson, if you want to consider that a bust.
I mean, yeah, hey, I ain't got no problem with that, but the only reason I wouldn't do Grant Hill like that is because Grant Hill actually has some place where he can retire from right now. That was my only thing about AI. I love AI. You know what I mean? But my thing for Grant Hill was that, I mean, really, 6 All-Star games out of his first 7 years before he got hurt, he was there. And he was a starter at the All-Star games. He just wasn't no,
right.
I come off
you
the bench.
Right. You right.
He was a starter. So, you know, I don't know. I think he can get in there, man. If you've been to the Hall of Fame.
How many times have he made it to the playoffs, though? What have he done in the playoffs?
Well, you got me on that one. I have to look that one up. I don't think it hasn't been too. Detroit, how many times did he go to Detroit?
There haven't been too many playoffs he went to.
He came to a bum picnic team.
All we're talking about is he made 6 All-Star games in 7 years. What have he
done? He just made it to the playoffs this year with the Clippers.
What, he got in the game once, T.Y.? What, he didn't do nothing?
You asked questions, so I'm giving you the answer.
Yeah,
bro.
He had more fouls than points, man.
Right.
So
yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Hey, what Floyd was thinking about, man?
Thank you. I'm trying to figure that one out. $5.6 million.
Man, he could have gave you some of that, me some of that. I mean, Boogie. I mean, what was he thinking about? You know, it's looking real good right now, but man.
He's sipping that lean. He got that lean in Miami, too. We on that lean.
You guys keep forgetting. Floyd Mayweather's a smart man. He knows how to bet his money. I think that was a smart bet, and I think that he's going to, you know, make his money back. The money team will prevail. And speaking of the money team, With the money that is being displayed as far as like $75,000 towards Roy Hibbert comments, do you think he should have been fined for his derogatory comments towards homosexuals?
No. Man, they taking this whole little, you know, alternative lifestyle and everything, and they taking it to a whole nother level, man. And I just don't think that is right, you know. And politics and religion, everything, man, they too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, if we living by the Bible, and I hate to get religious real quick, fellas, but in the Bible, God does not look at gay people. You know what I'm saying? That is like a no. You know what I'm saying? But you got your politicians, Obama. Everybody needs these people to support them because that's where the world going now. You know what I'm saying? When we was all growing up, that stuff wasn't like how it is now. But everybody's so sensitive about it. You know what I'm saying? You telling me that it's okay to raise a child with 2 women or 2 men, man, you got to be crazy, man. You better off being a single mom or a single father raising that child and putting the child in a situation like that. But they so sensitive, man. All he said was no homo. You know what I'm saying? And they just fined this dude $75,000. I'm sure the organization of the Pacers paid that. You know what I'm saying? They told him, watch what you say, this and that. But, man, the world is too sensitive, man. And I just don't agree with what's going on with all this, you know, the gay stuff now, man. They too sensitive. But that's what you choose to do. That's fine and dandy. Do what you do, man. But come on now. Let's somebody say something. I mean, what, Kobe said something. They fined him, and they making commercials and stuff. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to teach my kids and tell them being gay is okay. I'm not about to do it because it's not okay. But like you said, L. Boogie, all of us got somebody like that in our family. You know what I'm saying? My favorite uncle is gay. But, I mean, he don't bring that stuff and do it around us, but somebody, you know, everybody deal with it. You know what I'm saying? But if that's what you do, that's what you do. But society is so sensitive about it, and they shouldn't be.
Yeah, there you have it. D-Mac, we appreciate
it.
Your comment.
The show is hot tonight. Keep going. Hey, I'm going to try to see if I can get my little juveniles on the mic this Friday, man. They was all partying and sleeping and laying low this past Friday, man. I think the rain in Cleveland did it to them, man. So I'm going to make sure I get these little young guns on the mic. And from me, I don't know what's wrong with your sister, man, but tell Pooh to stop hating, man. You got play, baby. And come with some more of that fire this weekend, man.
No doubt, no doubt. The streets is talking. There you got it. All
right.
Coming in here silent. Oh, man, we love you too, man. There you got it. T-Raw.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, man, we're going to talk a little bit about Mookie Blaylock, man. He's doing okay. Tell you a little bit about him. And update you on the third quarter of the game. And, man, get some more callers in the asylum. Let's go.
Well, now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 9-11 with the Gabby top. All gold scale, my magic box. Got it sold. My neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the arm. My neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. God damn. I'm turned up. Think the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. I'm catching. 2-2-3 with the silencer. Boy, rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Tony holes all in my phantom. Young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn. Young.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on. So that's gold all on her back. Gold all on my watch. So big it's like a clock. Yeah. Some people wear fox fur on the source cover. I wore fox. Damn. This for all the DJs that got this on
replay.
Yeah, I sell a brick on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. And my family straight. Hey, yo, hold back to have a ventilate. I owe a one. We did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, her bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on loud, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here. I spell south with a L. L stand for fuck y'all if you ain't fucking with my set. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm stylin'. chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she driving. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too. I got killers watching, niggas watching, bitches watching me too. See, I'm on lean, on loud, and I got my own lane. You need to mind your own business. It's 2 Chainz and Trinidad.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Man, we back. The Streets Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy L Boogie, T Row, Jewel the G. Man, shout out, man. I want to give a quick shout out, man, to my man Jelani Port, man. He's the personal chef of my man Larry Fitzgerald, man. He was the streets be talking, man. He was just up in the crib. You know what I mean? Getting a personal, you know, haircut from my barber Los, man. So shout out to you know, Chef Port. And you can follow him at Chef J Port on the Twitter. He also do, you know what I mean? You know, home, you know what I mean? He can get to you too, special catering. So get at him out there. You know what I mean? Chef J Port. We back in the asylum. Roll.
Yo, yo.
Man, I just got to say my man Mookie Blaylock used to play with the Atlanta Hawks, what he's known for. He was a guard, retired. He went over the railing into the other lane and went into a head-on collision and killed a woman and injured a man. And over the weekend, he went from critical condition to fair condition. So, we want to say, you know, glad that he's doing okay. But what went on? What was Mookie on, man? How can you just lose control of your car, hop the joint, and go into a head-on collision?
I'm going to tell you how. It's late, one of them late nights coming from the club, just getting out of that leg. You know what I'm saying? Got to make it home for the wife's turnover. And, man, you know, situation went from worse to super worse. It's just unfortunate that, you know, it was Mookie. That was my dude. You know, it's just unfortunate that Mookie was in that situation where it happened to him. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure he wasn't trying to do anything on purpose or anything like that. It's just an incident that happened. But, you know, sometimes, man, the call of that strange make you do some strange things, you know what I mean?
I'm a girl, Rosie Perez, and do the right thing. Used to holler, Mookie! Mookie, where's the money, Mookie?
Yeah, it been it. You know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, someone lost their life in the accident, because it was a head-on collision, and he took her out. You know, he could have even been taken out, but, you know, he's, like you mentioned, he went from critical condition, from being on life support to actually being able to do things on his own now. And, you know what's so sad about the situation is that when you be in the hospital and you be trying to recover, yeah, once you get done and they release you, you got to go to jail. You know, so I mean, you want to lay in the hospital bed as long as you can, player. You know what I mean? Because once you get up, hell, Boogie, yeah, man, you come on down to the asylum. We'll get you in on Mondays and Fridays. Well, I'll move y'all next week.
Mookie! You got to deliver us a piece of the asylum, Mookie.
We'll see you, Mookie. We got these keys. Can you hear the keys jangling? We ready, Mookie.
Oh, man, we hot. Oh, man.
Drink some coffee, baby.
Whew. Oh, man. As usual. Well. Whew-wee. So,
let's get
man.
Back to the side, man. Figure out what our people got to say, man. You know what I mean?
No question. Who we got on the yard right now, bro?
Oh man, we're gonna jump into the big homie Pimpin, big C Note. C Note, you on the line, baby?
Yes, sir.
What's going on with the player this evening?
Screech is talking, what's good, fellas, what's good?
What's up, Steve?
Man, we just over here. We, you know, man, if you've been listening to the show, we just got done talking about old Mookie Blaylock. You know,
yeah.
It's a sad situation. You know, somebody lost their life in a head-on collision that he caused. You know, we ain't going to talk about that. Let's go ahead and get back to the NBA, man. Tell us what your thoughts about, you know, boy, I'm telling you, L Boogie is upset right now, and he's been calling everybody out. First he called out D-Wade, talking about his situation. He ain't getting the ball enough. Then he called out Chris Bosh, calling him soft, only averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. Tell me what your thoughts on that, Pimp.
Well, Chris Bosh has always been soft. So, Boogie, you know that already. Ain't nothing new there. D-Wade, hey, when you get that sunshine that Gabrielle Union got, that good sunshine, El Boogie, you don't got the same stats you used to have. You know Rocky Balboa say certain things you can't do before the game. But when you got Gabrielle Union at home, boy, things
right.
Change a little bit, El Boogie. So you
yeah.
can't blame him for that. You got to blame her. But you know, regardless, they still going to win. Even though they suck, they still going to win. David Stern going to have a win.
Oh, yeah. David Stern's going to make sure that it happens. No question.
Yes,
I keep
sir.
Trying to tell these guys. Who you guys to see? Indiana with Roy Hibbert, no disrespect to him and Paul George, they're young. Or you want to see LeBron James, if he's going to win and lose another one. He has to lose to win in the finals, not in the conference finals.
I know, but I'm sick of LeBron James. That man, God. Hey, sick of him.
You sick of the team. Get used to it. Get used to it.
Try not to.
You
got a taste in my mouth.
You want to be down with the king?
He's a false king.
Wow.
Straight false king.
So, see, let me ask you this. There's a couple questions on the board. What do you think about Roy Hibbert being fined $75,000 about his derogatory statements about homosexuals and also using the MF word?
I think that's appropriate, but he should have got a little bit more in for that 75. He could have got another F-bomb up and a B-bomb up in there, too. He still got the same fine. But, yeah, that's what they do nowadays, you know. It costs when you talk like that, talk inappropriate, and you're in the league. That's what's going to happen all day long.
Do you think that the comment was inappropriate when he said, when LeBron James and he goes off the pick and roll and the defense, they stretch me out, no homo, and then kept talking. Do you think he should have been fined for that?
Definitely shouldn't have been fined for that. That's just the way that the young generation talk nowadays. And but you know, that's how it go. You know, they're trying to clean up everything, and they want you in a corporation. You can't be at a at a meeting talking about no homo, because you still gonna be going up to HR explaining that whole reference to everybody you offended in the room. So it's the same thing. You gotta be a professional at all times. You know. No matter how you do it, conduct yourself.
You going to HR? You got to meet with HR in the morning?
You got to meet with HR at 8 a.m. explaining that comment.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's definitely appropriate. And, you know, $75K ain't nothing for Big Roy Hibbert. What he need to do
right.
is the good thing he didn't pull a Z-Bo. Z-Bo got paid $75K to throw the game, as you can see.
Don't say that.
Straight
Don't
talk.
Say that. Oh, I didn't want to be the only one to be thinking that.
I'm just saying, man. Everybody knows. Streets is talking. Z-Bo threw the game, through the whole series. Got to swept up out of there.
God, swept. Whole flat.
Only cost $75K.
Point shaving with the shark.
With the best of them.
Watch it.
Well, One more question for you, C's. Deshaun Jackson, he fired Drew Rosenhaus, one of the top agents, if not the top agent in the NFL circuit. He fired him, and now he's projecting to sign with the Jay-Z management.
Yeah, that was about as dumb as doorknobs. I don't know what these fools be thinking, man. Every time a rapper get an agency, people be trying to jump on the bandwagon. It ain't never panned out for nobody. Ain't nobody ever got no big money from that. Ricky Williams got paid a little bit, but he ain't got paid no real money.
Ricky Williams. The one that started with Master P, it started
Master
smoking
P.
weed, didn't know how to control it. Well, I tell you, that didn't last long.
And the street talking, you know, Derek Anderson also was with No Limit Management, and he had to start selling some of his old school cars.
Master P getting all that money still. That's how Jay-Z do it too. Jay-Z gonna have those boys broke.
Yeah,
so,
buddy.
And the last question I present to you, we just had two guys, you know, pioneers of the game, Jason Kidd and Grant Hill. You know, we know that Jason Kidd will for sure probably be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do you think Grant Hill should go to the Hall of Fame?
Nope. Not going to happen. I mean, he got a few little accomplishments. Rookie of the Year, came out doing his thing, you know. But they try to hype him up, and they only try to do that because he's from Duke. You know, they try to make him the heir apparent and all that old gay stuff. But the real Screech is talking. They knew Grant Hill was a fugazi, and he ain't going to make the Hall of Fame. Now, my man Jason Kidd, he going to make the Hall of Fame, but everybody know he used to be called Aeson because my man didn't have a jump shot for a minute. But, you know, after he got that big head boy and dumped that female, he started making that J start getting a lot sweeter, you know. And, yeah, he going to go to the Hall of Fame as Jason Kidd, not Aeson. Good thing. But, yeah, go ahead. It ain't happening.
Right. Right. Well, man, we appreciate the love, man. You gonna call back on Friday?
Man, for sure. I'm gonna listen to Freestyle Friday. Hear everybody ski the Mojangs the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, for sure.
You know what it is, man. Well, much love to you, man. Be easy out there on those streets, man, and holler at your boys on Friday, you feel me?
All right, man, much love. Streets is talking.
No doubt.
El Booger Booger.
Let me ask you this,
bro. Call it asylum, man, before we go to this old break, man, because, you know, the more I think about it, I really would love to see Grant Hill get into the Hall of Fame. It may take a while for him to get in the Hall of Fame, but he's one of those golden boys of the league that he just might get in because of love. You know what I mean? Not because of his stats, but just because he was a clean-cut guy. He was trying to be the face of the, you know what I mean. You know, it'll be later. It might be 10, 15, 20 years later. But he going to get in. He going to get in.
Man, well, forget it. Let everybody in that are nice guys in, bro.
There you go.
Let everybody in, then.
He can't get no love, El Boogie.
No, don't forget, I'm calling Grant over the hill. After 10 years for him in the league, I mean, can I run Grant right now and have my legs all it's blown off, bro? There's no way. Just let me into the Hall of Fame. I'm a nice guy. We cannot let Grant Hill in the Hall of Fame of what he did at Duke. We can't let him in because he went to three final fours in four years.
I'm not talking about Duke. I don't care about Duke. I'm talking about what he did when he at least what he tried to accomplish. All right. I'm off of it. He ain't gonna get in then. I don't even want to hear it no more.
And see, I was going to ask you the question before we got to our caller. If Jason Kidd didn't win a ring, would he still be first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he only the second to the greatest in triple doubles. In everything. I mean, come on, man. Magic, Jason Kidd.
Okay.
He's in. He would have been in without the ring regardless, man. The dude only went, and if he didn't win the ring with the Mavericks, he'd only went to four NBA finals. Come on, man.
So basically, he's like the Elway of basketball.
Karl Malone of basketball.
But he won a ring, though, like Elway.
Man, if you keep talking about he won a ring, but he won a ring when he wasn't even doing nothing.
You know what the anthem was for Dallas? Well, this one for Jason.
That's what I'm talking about. So when we talking about Karl Malone winning one, I mean, come on, man. He wasn't the Karl Malone of Utah. That's what I'm talking about.
There you have it. So, well, who we got next in the asylum, man? Who out in the yard trying to get in?
Yeah, because I think I done made a whole bunch of people mad by saying what I just said, man, about Grant Hill. You know what I mean? So we gonna take another caller, man. Let's call and jump in to Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, man, and see what he got to say about the whole situation. You know what I mean? Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, where you at, baby?
Hey, man, I'm in these streets, man, with my T. Jones, man. You know, we riding, man.
Oh, man, tell my mama I said, what's up, mama love? That's my mama, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mama. Shout out to my little brother getting their license back. We legal. Hey, mama, what's going on, baby girl? That's my mama world.
Hey, mom.
I'm going.
Yeah. That's what's up. I see old Skeeter Mo Jenkins got his license back, mama.
Yes, he did. Praise God.
Praise God.
Because I know if he did, mama wouldn't be riding.
Hey, Al, how are you, Al?
How are you, Mom? I love you.
I love you, too. I'm doing great.
That's good.
Yeah, Mom's just celebrated another year, man, over the Memorial Day holiday, man, so... You know, another year strong, baby.
Yes,
no doubt, bless and love.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Mama, I love you. Now I gotta get back to business.
Okay.
Skeemo.
Yo.
Hey, man, L got a couple of questions for you, man. He on fire, man. We already upset at me about Grant Hill. I ain't gonna even say nothing else about Grant Hill.
Let me ask you this, Skeeter. Mama, go off the wall. I mean, just the streets is talking, and I know you out in the streets, and because you be so vivid on the Freestyle Friday, you so cold. I'm listening about this DeSean Jackson. He's fired Drew Rosenhaus, one of the top NFL agents, you know, in the NFL circuit, and is projected to sign with Jay-Z. Do you think that was a good move by DeSean Jackson?
I really don't personally, but hopefully everything works out, you know what I'm saying, with him. But I wouldn't have changed. I would have stayed where I was and went on and been, you know, he would have been a prosperous athlete. But he going, you know, it takes some learning sometimes through experience. You know, somebody can tell you until it's blue in the face and then you just don't hear him. But he going to have to experience that downfall for himself. And then hopefully he can bounce back like Rambo.
No question. Now, let me ask you this next question. You know, you also heard about Roy Hibbert. He was fined $75,000 for derogatory statements, you know, about homosexuals or whatnot, and also using the MF word in his press conference. Do you think the fine was valid?
You know, they play a dirty game when you get in that NBA, man. You know, you're playing with more numbers than pennies, you know. I don't think all that money was necessarily, you know, going to stop him from or correct or, you know what I'm saying, the situation at hand. I don't know, you know, but, you know, that's the NBA, man. They have rules, and, you know, when there are rules, you have to abide by them. So knowing that, he must have knew this beforehand. So he knew the consequences of his actions.
Right, no question, no question. Are you surprised about D-Wade comments about him and the other guys on the team should get more touches?
I mean, maybe that was the throw-off, though. You know, D-Wade getting older, maybe he playing chess, not checkers no more. He in their head. You know, maybe that was the throw-off.
Right, right. And then my next question. Go ahead. Yes, you have some more to say about that?
Yeah, I don't feel like he's getting any more touches tonight than he normally does or he was in the previous game. So I think that was a throw-off so they can, you know, go for the fake and leave LeBron open. He's been open a lot tonight.
Right, right, right. And the football turned out the fake 28-47 around, huh?
Yeah, the 46 fake, man. You know?
So, and then also my one of my last questions, Donovan McNabb openly stated that, you know, the OTAs in Landover, Maryland is where the Redskins do their mini camp or their OTAs. He said it was a sideshow. Do you agree with those comments by McNabb or do you disagree?
I believe he knows a little bit more of what about he's talking about because, you know, they do have them out there during the practicing and whatnot, and then they'll have, you know, people on the sideline wanting autographs and selling shirts and, you know, so it could be it's more about the entertainment, you know, in business selling stuff instead of them practicing.
Right, it's still entertainment. I agree.
Absolutely.
Still entertainment. Still entertainment. Just hypothetically speaking, say LeBron, they lose in the finals, and I keep bringing this question up. Do you think that it tarnishes his legacy a little if he loses in the finals?
Personally, I think if he loses this year, it would put a mark on him by being the MVP and then losing again. But I believe this man has a legitimate shot at that ring this year, man. I think he's going to try to bring it home this year, man.
Last but not least, do you believe Grant Hill is a Hall of Famer? Should he be voted in into the Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say this. If Christian Laettner go, he going to go.
There you have it, Ralph. He will not be inducted. He will abducted. He will be abducted. If they get a shrine of Christian Laettner, he will be abducted. They're going to tie him up with tape, man.
Well, because he's going down to 20, man.
Are you kidding me? Oh, man, the streets is talking. Skeeter Mo Jiggins Jackson, this is the third. You're going to be with us on Friday for the freestyle as usual.
Man, for Shigadale, I'm going to be there, man. Be there, be square. You dig?
No question. We appreciate you in the asylum as usual. And we know how you do it. You back in the cell Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., the streets is talking. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Or you can get on your internet if you didn't catch it. You can always go back and listen to yourself, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a zero, and that's not a typo. And you already know the slogan, world. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Yeah, yay.
Woo, let's go. Call me Mr. Sandman.
I'm selling all these whole dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer, then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas, can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want, I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. Cause y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes on that hoes type, so I give all these hoes type. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it for talking. We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci, I'm a truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips, smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches. Straight up.
Now look at us.
Any bitch out there that ain't that won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your asshole, bitch.
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
Look at us. All my, look, Riches. Oh, man, the world, how we doing out there? I want to give a shout-out, man. Hey, Ro, can I give a shout-out real quick, man, before we continue?
All right, man. What's up?
Man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to my guys, man, down the way, man, down there. You know, they in the asylum. They deep, man. They're deep. They're from Superior down in Cleveland, Ohio, man. Coach, you know, they coach, you know, the youngins, you know what I mean? Big shout out to the organizations, you know, the Sharks organization, the Glenville organization. I mean, it's frenzy down there, man. I just, you know, Coach Mo, Coach Benny, Coach Sean, Coach DB, you know what I mean? If we can get the keys, man, try to get one of them out a little later, man. I just want to give them a shout out real quick, you know what I mean? And when that song came on, I thought of us and how we used to be DDA of America. You know what I mean? It's just, oh, man, it was just so ill.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what DDA stands for, because if I did, I had to kill you. You feel me? Oh, man, it was wrong. Man, we was ill, bro. We was ill, bro. But, you know, the streets is talking, and, you know, I got it. We versatile, so I'm going to give a little, you know, little ups to the NHL, Boston 1-0 against Pittsburgh. And, you know, right now, they're up in the series. Chicago's up 2-0 against L.A., you know what I mean, in the Western Conference Finals, you know. So, you know, we got to keep them together on that. And, you know, it's a little baseball update. You know, surprisingly, Arizona is winning that conference, the NL West. You got St. Louis in the NL Central, and you got Atlanta in that East. And then in the AL, you know what I mean, you got Texas, you got Detroit, and you got Boston. Don't count out them Indians. I know we got a lot of Cleveland guys and gals on the line, and they love them Indians. You know, they used to call them the Windians. You know, and we used to always have the saying. You know, And you know I'm a Yankee fan, but you know I was also an Albert Bell fan. You know, and you know one day he was in a, you know, he got caught with a cork back. Then he went back the next day after he got suspended and hit a home run, and he did his muscle, and he said it's right here, home. It was That's when I think of the Indians. I think of those days. We was, it was money back in Cleveland back then, man. But now, it, like I always call it, it's Castle Grayskull. You know.
Don't call the team. Don't call the team out like that, Pizzer.
But you know, we got a review. You know, we got. You know, how is Miami doing? You know, how's the money team money doing? He put in $5.6 million. Give us another.
Yeah, man, it looked like your boy Floyd may have known something that we didn't know. Well, of course, we knew. But, you know, Miami's up right now 74-55, end of the third. Well, getting close to the end of the third. It's about 35 seconds left. And, you know, Miami is just, they're up 19. And, you know, there's one more quarter left, but I don't think Indiana has that type of team that can climb that type of mountain. You know what I mean? You need a lot of equipment to climb a mountain as high as a 19-point lead like Miami has it. So we'll see what happens. About 10 seconds left. LeBron has the ball, and we'll see what the fourth quarter score is going to be here in a minute.
Hey, Roy, I think your guys' booty hole got tight. No homo.
Ha ha. Don't say. I hope they ain't gonna. I hope the FCC don't find you $75,000 for that.
Man, it's a dirty game,
it's
baby.
Dirty.
When David Stern wants, David Stern gets it. The streets is talking. They didn't know.
You know.
So, man, I'm trying to tell you, we knew this was what it was gonna be. And like I said, you know, we're going to, like I said, wrap up. D-Wade wanted more touches. I think he's, you know, from what we've seen, he's got more touches. Did the impact of the 75,000, did that affect Roy Hibbert tonight going into the fourth quarter? How do you feel about OTAs? Deshaun Jackson firing Drew Rosenhaus, one of the top NFL agents in the circuit, and projected to sign with, you know, Jay-Z and his agency. Mookie Blaylock jumping over, you know, the intersection in a head-on collision, killing one lady and very badly injuring a man. And, you know, like T-Row said, once he get out that hospital bed, as soon as he get outside, you have the right to remain silent, Mookie. Anything you say will be used to get through the court.
Don't read him this right there, Boogie. He still...
All I'm going to say is the Miranda law. That's all I'm going to say, Mookie.
He's still concussed. He don't want to hear that right now. He ain't, man.
So, and also the question of the night, do you think Grant Hill is a Hall of Famer? T-Row has presented this to us. He should be in the Hall of Fame because he did good his first 6 out of 7 years, and he was a nice guy. So all nice guys go to the Hall of Fame.
I'm not just saying that. He was going to be the face of the league, man. Jordan was going to pass the torch until he, whatever he did with his ankle.
Poor Grant over the hill.
Poor Tink Tink. He got one of them Tink Tinks. If he, they cut his foot off, he going to have a Tink Tink.
He going to be like me with a Tink Tink.
He going to be a Tink Tink.
The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. You can always get at us. I'm your host, L Boogie. Co-host T-Row and Jewel the G. T-Row, we got some keys open, man, with anybody coming out that asylum, man, coming on the yard, man. Any more callers before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, man, I got one more caller for you, man. Let me find this key on it real quick, man. I think it's one of your big homies, man. Let's bring you in the big homie and see what's up. Hey, caller, you on the line. What's your name and where you calling from?
Coach Muck.
What's up with it? What's up with it? Who is this?
From the day that I die and I'm long and gone, I'm going to be the A of my tomb.
I'm on the D.
They don't know nothing about that after rap.
Man, I'm tired of being in the hole, man. Y'all gotta let me out this baby, man. I can't do it. I'm gonna walk a straight line from here and out. What's going on?
Oh man, glad to have you back in the asylum. I got a question for you. I know you're a football guy. What do you think about DeSean Jackson firing Drew Rosenhaus and going to go sign with Jay-Z and the Rock Nation?
Rock for life, man. I mean, Jigga doing big things, man. You know, all I got to do is I ain't on this political, you know, with the black fist, man. But I'd rather him sign with a brother, man, than sign with the other, man. So I'm gonna call it a good move.
So you're telling me, no question, shout out to Jigga, man, to Ho. But let me ask you this, just on the flip side of that. So you're just saying, like, for an example, just because it's a black movie produced and directed by a black African-American, that means it's a good movie?
Nah. I definitely ain't going to say that. But I'm going to watch that. But I'm going to watch that movie, though. You feel me? Just like I'm going to watch
right.
that. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a Tyler Perry fan, but I got to give it up to Tyler Perry. You feel what I'm saying? I like Steven Spielberg movies, you feel me? But you know, Tyler doing his thing. But, you know, man, I don't know, man. Jay-Z, you know, he did just venturing off into different venues, man. I figure like this. If DeSean Jackson can get some comparable money, it's like this, Steven. These cats have a certain amount of work from their play. I don't care who you got representing you. To a point, yeah, Drew may get him a couple more dollars extra. But is it going to be that much of a difference? Maybe it could be me. I don't know. I just think, you know, they're going to get a certain amount, man, in their area. Wide receivers, where you at with your stats. You know what I'm saying? You throw the numbers around, man, the owner's going to pay that kind of money. It don't matter who. I just sit there. If I'm who meets you, you had a little dabbling with the management. With, you know what I'm saying? You can get DeSean Jackson the same money Rube Rosenhaus is getting. You feel what I'm saying? It's a catch 22.
Coach Buck, what's your famous line? Men and women lie, but what?
Numbers don't. Numbers don't lie, man. That's what's going to get him a chip. Jason Kidd retiring today too, huh?
Do you think Grant over the hill is a Hall of Famer?
No. He a Hall of Famer at Duke. He gonna probably be in the college Hall of Fame tomorrow.
We ain't talking about Duke.
I ain't talking about Duke, man.
Coach Buck, I have a question for you and Coach Benny.
Hold on. Let me, hold on. Y'all gotta allow me to sneak back into the apartment. You know what I mean? I slid off into the monster deck off. We back in with the brothers. He got a question for Coach Benny. Where's Coach Benny? Coach Benny done escaped.
I leave this question for you, Coach Buck. And I know that, you know, we're ex-athletes and things like that. One of your, you know, players, Mr. Adams, he was stabbed on a robbery attempt. Do you think athletes should be carrying weapons?
Well, that's a good question. If, you know, the U.S. of A, this great country that we live in, if you go get your paperwork and you certify yourself, protect yourself.
I agree. But some guys don't get around to doing that. They have protection with other bodyguards or whatnot, but they can't be with them all the time as far as the money. Do you think the NFL should fund security for these guys?
No. No way. You know how many guys in the NFL? Are you talking about every guy or are you just talking about key guys? Are you talking about every
every guy in the NFL, no, man, no. No, you, at some point, you got to become responsible, man. You have to, you know, be responsible for yourself. If you can't carry yourself out here, and, you know what I'm saying, and get your paperwork to protect yourself or hire, no, I don't think so. I don't want to, I'm the kind of person that I ain't going to blame the next guy. Not saying that you guys are, but I ain't going to put the responsibility on the NFL to babysit. I mean, how many guys in the NFL, yo?
Man, it's over thousands. It's got to be over 2,000
yeah.
players in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, that's asking a lot. It'll ask yourself that. You think that's fair for the NFL to have the police over 1,000, 2,000 guys?
No, I don't think it's fair. But at the same time, guys are getting violated. Sean Taylor, remember, he was stabbed and then killed in his home.
In his
home. Guys are getting paid. Right. But what I'm saying is that why should we penalize guys every time you turn around? They're on TV for having a weapon.
They need to get their paperwork.
Even if it's concealed or not. But what if they don't,
right.
though? Is it a bad thing not to have paperwork and you got your gun? Because, like, in the state of Arizona, you can buy a gun and just have it in a holster. You can walk in Walmart, regardless of who you are. The laws are different for each state. That's what I'm saying.
I can't talk to you right now, man. You got me. I'm in here siphon right now. Get with a character field case. I get out tomorrow, though, so it's all good. But I'm talking to the wrong guy about something like that.
Good behavior. Time, sir.
But you know what I mean? Man, hey, I want to say one thing before I get up out of here. I listened to you last Friday. I don't even know this cat. I want to give a shout out to T Nick. This guy came on, man, and I liked him. I liked him a lot, man. I thought he held it down. I thought he got another radio show or something.
Yes, he does. It comes on Monday. It comes on Sundays at 1 p.m.
I like his line, man.
Oh yeah.
I thought he was tough.
Yeah,
oh,
they
good.
Tight, man. They're some good brothers. And,
right.
You know they doing it big too.
That's
you gotta check
up.
In with them.
That's what's up. I'm gonna give him a lesson.
No doubt. And we always appreciate you listening, Coach Buck, and let the guys know we appreciate the support. No question.
No
Friday
doubt.
9 p.m.
No doubt. I'm gonna tune in Friday for the freestyle Friday. My one guy that you just got up off here, he be freestyling too. I be listening. He called too on the freestyle. Them are two guys. My
no
one guy just got me freestyle, and the other guy on the interview. Them two of the coldest. Shout out to my brother Al from the land. Listen too. Shout out to Gomez up in the ACL. Actually, he in CLE right now, but shout out to him too. Though he listening.
Oh, no question. OG Scorekeeper, you know he listening, no doubt. OG, a.k.a. International Broadway.
Ain't no question.
That's what it is. Well, we'll holler at you on Friday, big brother. Peace and love until then. L Boogie, man, before we get out of here, man, I want to give a shout-out to my fam. Shout-out to my mom checking in this evening with my little bro. You know what I mean? Much love to North Park. Man, big shout out to the big B.O.B. stopping by the studio, him and Bluesy. We got Super Shuttle over here and Mr. Get It In. You know what I mean? So big up to the people in the studio this evening. And, you know, world, we'll check in with you on Friday. It's Freestyle Friday. You know what it is.
No question, T-Raw. It's your boy, L Boogie. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Once again, big shout out to my man, the chef, Jelani Port, personal chef for Larry Fitzgerald. Just had him in an asylum. Hopefully we can get, you know what I'm saying, Fitz up in here, but he's in Minnesota right now doing the camp. So, man, we appreciate everybody listening in. We'll get back at you on Friday. We'll see who's going to win the game tonight. Coach Buck, man, D-Mac, Big Al, Huff Heights, Superior, all over the land, all over the world. We appreciate you listening. And once again, We always sponsored by the streets, like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listen. We gone. Let's go. One.
You don't even know it. Oh, high class, nigga.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy.
Flash shit only.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound
crazy. Cannon.
This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. This $1,000 plane, you don't even know.
Look cannon.
Just half a million dollar car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know.
That's back.
My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, bitch, call it fuck, it's so big, can't even pour it. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more it. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more it. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, host don't even pour it. Bets on, song for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then, oh, you know it. AP and that P-Gate, what a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. This $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just half a $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stayed fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. This $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just half a $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a half a $1 million car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know it. Just half a $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know.
Cannon.
Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.